The linguists Uta Fischer and Judith Arasano, for example, once gave the following hypothetical scenario to a group of captains and first officers and asked them how they would respond. You notice on the weather radar an area of heavy precipitation 25 miles ahead. The pilot is maintaining his present course at Mach 0.73, even though embedded thunderstorms have been reported in your area and you encounter moderate turbulence. You want to ensure that your aircraft will not penetrate this area. Question: what do you say to the pilot? In Fischer and Arasano's mind, there are at least six ways to try and persuade the pilot to change course and avoid the bad weather, each with different levels of mitigation. Number one, command: turn 30 degrees right. That's the most direct and explicit way of making a point imaginable. It's zero mitigation. Number two, crew obligation statement: I think we need to deviate right around now. Notice the use of we and the fact that the request is now much less specific. That's a little softer. Number three, crew suggestion: let's go around the weather. Implicit in that statement is, we're in this together. Number four, query: which direction would you like to deviate? That's even softer than a crew suggestion because the speaker is conceding that he's not in charge. Number five, preference: I think it would be wise to turn left or right. Number six, hint: that return at 25 miles looks mean. That's the most mitigated statement of all. Fischer and Arasano found that captains overwhelmingly said they would issue a command in that situation: turn 30 degrees right. They were talking to a subordinate. They had no fear of being blunt. The first officers, on the other hand, were talking to their boss, and so they overwhelmingly chose the most mitigated alternative. They hinted,